We don't know much about the childhood of Jesus, about his formative years, growing up with Mary and Joseph in Nazareth and in that community. There have been some speculations that have been made about him and pretty fanciful, some of them written in a couple of books called Infancies, but you can't depend too much on them. It's kind of interesting to read them, but I wouldn't put too much stock in those books. But we do know one thing about Jesus. Early on in his life as a child, he placed God's will as first priority in his life. That was amazing to the people of his day. And as he grew in favor with God and man. I think if we'd have known Jesus in Nazareth without really understanding his divinity, his sonship, who he was, we would see this as another child running around at play or going to school. Probably was known as a really, really fine young man as he grew up and had favor with the people in Nazareth. But one time his folks went to worship in Jerusalem for the Passover, and there's an interesting story that happened. Let's read about it. It's found in Luke, the second chapter, in the 41st verse. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they returned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Knew you not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let's pray. Father, hallowed be your name. Your name is holy, and we worship you today. I pray, O Lord God, that you would place within my heart a desire to do your will. Help me, O Lord, to place your will as a priority in my life, just as Jesus did. Just as he set an example for all of us. I pray that you would fill me with a knowledge of your will from the scriptures and in prayer and the circumstances of life that come around. I pray that your will would be plain to me and to all those who pray with me. I pray this in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.